Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. My name is Joker, and tonight we're going to be talking about the girl power advocates. Womenists are trying to cancel Bill Burr again. And the reason why I think this story is very telling is because the minute the girl advocates can come out and say men are bad, men are this, men are that, and they're cheered on and they're praised. But a minute the guy comes out and says, hey, you know what? You guys double standards. Here's what's wrong with you. Here's all your problems. Oh, it's time to cancel him. How dare he speak out? How dare he speak out his mind? And you can't have it both ways. Look, if you want everything to be equal, if you want everything to be fair, fine. Then you can trash men as much as you want, but men are going to clap back a little bit. And when they do, of course, they can't have any part of that. So we're going to talk about a little bit about Bill Burr. And if you're not familiar with comedian Bill Burr, he is vicious when it comes to making fun of basically society. Bill Burr is the comedian and the chap that I wish I was. He has a nice red beard that I hope to have back. He's bald. I think the only difference is he's a lot richer and more successful than I am. Quick shout out to the Netherlands, I think this is. This is a peaceful protest that was going on about wanting the right to work and the mask laws and everything, and they want to open things back up. And this was a peaceful protester. I can't play the video. But he got cracked in the head with a police baton, and they've got a canine biting deeply into his thigh. This guy had nothing in his hands, and so Netherlands. This is totalitarianism. You know, they can talk a lot about fascism and look at everything that the fascists are doing. What they're doing to this guy, this is the totalitarian type of government, which is do as we say, or we're going to crack your heads, we're going to have our dogs bite you, and then we're going to throw you in jail just for speaking your mind or peacefully protesting. And this genuinely, from all the videos I saw, was a peaceful protest. For those of you out there that have seen otherwise, let me know. Comment down below. But this is what happens when you give your government too much power and they decide to overstep their bounds. They will come crushing down on you. And same thing's happening in Russia, and it's happening in other places around the world. So good luck to you guys. And our quick loss for the day here. So the women advocates said, hey, we want women to have the same physical fitness test as men when they're entering the military, because we're strong and we're women and we can do just as good as the men. So the Pentagon came out with a gender neutral physical fitness test for U.S. Army soldiers. And they said, okay, if you're whoever you are, here's the test for everybody. And the women were failing at a 65% rate. In other words, the women couldn't cut it. And so now the Army is going to have to reverse its gender-neutral physical test to go back to probably the way it was. And this is an example of the way it was before. Army physical fitness test score table. And to give you an idea, male push-ups, the top score, which gets 100 points, is 71 push-ups. The woman's top score was 42. They didn't even track it above 42 because apparently not enough females did more than 42 push-ups to even grade it. So they just said, okay, if women hit 42, they get 100. Men have to hit 71. For the sit-ups, men had to hit, male and female sit-ups was 78 is the top bar, because I guess stomach muscles are relatively the same between men and women. And the male 2-mile run, to get a 100 points, you had to run a 13 minutes for 2 miles, which is a 6.5 mile per minute run, which is moving right along. And for the women, it was 15:36 for 100 points, which is about a 7.75 of a minute. So this is the way it used to be. And then they changed it because the women were complaining that they had special tests and they said they were just as good as the men. So they changed it, and then women dropped out at failed at a 65% rate. Again, this is not saying that women are bad. It's just saying that there are physical different. Testosterone is a hell of a drug, as was often said on Dave Chappelle with, Rick James. Rick James would say Coke is a hell of a drug. In this case, it's testosterone is a hell of a drug. It gives us bigger bone density. It gives us more muscle. And, you know, you can argue all you want about being equal, but the women got what they wanted and they got the same scores than the women were failing out. All right, so on to our main story here. So the outrage mob tries to cancel cis white male Bill Burr for Grammy's appearance where he mocks feminists. And they say, you can't cancel Bill Burr. Bill Burr is kind of, he's set up his own little ship, meaning that he's, I think he does work for Disney. He does some stuff for The Mandalorian, but he's a stand-up comic. And he's popular enough that he gets gigs whether the girl power advocates want to come for him or not. He's able to do his own thing. He has his own podcast. He has videos here on YouTube. So he's kind of independent, and you can scream and holler at him all you want, but he's got his kind of his own thing. So he doesn't work for a corporation that can cancel him out. So of course they're going to come out and yell at him. But the title, what is interesting is when they come out and they say, okay, well, he's straight and he's white and he's male. We need to cancel him. But as I always say, and because he made fun of, you know, the girl power advocates, but what if it was a woman that made fun of men? What if it was a woman that came out and said something bad about guys going their own way and all that? If they changed the title around to like straight black female says cancel all men, well, the emphasis would be on the men that she wants to cancel. That's who they'd be. They'd say, okay, they must have done something wrong to her. But when you flip it around and they say, oh, well, straight white males complaining about women, oh, it must be on him. You see, the default is always men bad, or what in this case, white men bad. That's kind of the new, you know, the new fail, I guess, or the new call out. Anyway, they say Bill Burr was a top trend on Twitter early Thursday evening for not for one of his many highly rated comedy specials or his role as Miggs Mayfield in The Mandalorian. Instead, the stand-up comedian veteran was being assailed by the outrage mob who were actively trying to cancel him for jokes he made during the 2021 Grammy Awards. In an unusual move, the comedian presented the Grammy Award for Best Regional Mexican Album, which aired before the 63rd Annual Grammy Award Ceremony. Burr, who is never shy to tell the audience exactly what he's thinking, angered many people with his brash and unapologetic comedy style. From the get-go, Burr set a tone that he was not going to be your typical Grammys Award presenter. The comedian joked, "Was I the only one who wanted to end myself after that piano solo?" Then he did some self-depreciating humor and called himself a moron for buying a new suit to present an award during the pre-Grammy show that was done remotely and nobody would see. I can't play the clips, but I'll leave the link down below. Bill Burr's just the type, he speaks his mind. And I heard him on the reason why he's very popular, at least, is because he speaks out against many of the same topics that we talk about here on this channel. But he does so unapologetically. And I heard him on an interview with Joe Rogan's podcast. And he said, you know, I started getting away from my roots of comedy because I felt all this pressure that if I told this joke, people might not like it. And if I said this, people might not like it. And he said, at the end of the day, I wasn't happy with what I was doing anymore because I wasn't being genuine to myself. And so he kind of said, you know what, screw it. Like, if they want to cancel me, if they don't want to listen, then let them. I'm just going to do what's authentic to me. And he said he started doing that and he was having fun and he got back to his own comedy style and he started doing well. Kind of the point of this is, though, that he decided, you know what, I'm just going to live my life the way I want to live it. I'm going to present my comedy the way I want it. I'm going to speak out against the topics the way I want to. And if people don't like it, screw them. And I think that's really important, kind of a very important takeaway with this kind of thing, is that as men today, you know, especially doing these videos, I mean, I've been roasted recently on a couple of other videos here on YouTube because they say, oh, look at this guy. He's a loser who hurt him. He must be afraid of women, blah, 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 all the usual stuff that they say about us. And it's to just try to shame you into, hey, you need to agree with everything that the masses say. You need to feel the same way about everything that we do. And otherwise, we're going to cancel you. We're going to come after you. We're going to call you names. We're going to call you losers. We're going to say that you're unhappy. And they're going to come up with all these excuses for you. The truth of it is you need to live and be your most authentic self. Live so unapologetically. And people may not like you. As a matter of fact, I guarantee you, people will not like you. I've gotten many messages from whether it's certain men, other women, from other people on YouTube doing roast videos of me that say, hey, this guy's a loser, this guy's this, that guy's that. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because I'm doing what I feel is right and it's what makes me happy. And the important thing is you guys need to do the same thing. Now, you can do this from a place of good. In other words, hey, I'm happy. I don't care what you think. But I think oftentimes guys will slip into a place of doing it from negativity of F you, I hate you as much as you hate me. Let's do this. We'll go to a flame war. And I can't tell you what to do. You guys do you and whatever makes you happy. But I can tell you, the minute you kind of take a breath and brush it all off and just say, you know what? None of this really matters anyway. Who cares what people think of me? I don't need their validation. I don't need to have a pat on the back. I don't even need to be liked by people. I'm just going to be me. The minute you do that is where I think you really will find your happiness and find your path through life. And that goes for anybody. Just you do you. The minute you bow down to anybody else's wishes, you're no longer being authentic to yourself. So they say Bill Burr came out to present the Grammys. They already said that. I can't play the videos, but I'll put the link down below. Burr then awkwardly mispronounced the winner's name, Natalia Lafourcade, I guess it is. And then while presenting the best tropical Latin album, Burr made a joke about feminists. He said, how many girl power advocates are like going nuts? Why is this straight white male doing all this Latino stuff? And then he says the wisecrack mocking woke culture hit a nerve and unleashed hundreds of tweets demanding the comedian be canceled for saying a joke. And this is exactly why he does it. He likes pushing these buttons. He likes angering people. It's sticking a pin in the bubble. And that's just what he does. And that's why so many of us, at least in the manosphere, really appreciate him. There were furious calls to ban all white guys and for all white men to be kept in cages. Another commenter inexplicably said he was making fun of civil rights movements. One person said Burr doesn't have a comedic bone in his body. And then they go on to say Burr has six comedy specials and was a regular on Chappelle's show. He's doing very well. You can say he's not funny. The world does not agree with you. And here's all the tweets calling him out on it. And then down here they say there were plenty of people defending Burr for telling jokes and lampooning those who were said to be outraged over his comedy. LB says Bill Burr is a Rorschach test as to whether you have the slightest sense of humor or a huge stick up your A. He's a comedian. Calm down, people. Another one said it's the quarterly attempt at canceling Bill Burr for being hilarious, I see. These are women saying this, by the way. A guy says Bill Burr is trending, so I'm assuming all the right people are mad about something. And another one says, I don't know what Bill Burr said to piss marshmallows off, but I agree. And another gal says, Gen Z calling Bill Burr a racist person. Bill Burr and his beautiful wife, Naya. Yes, he is actually married to a black woman. So, of course, everybody coming after him saying, oh, he just must hate, dislike minorities. Or this kind of goes against your narrative when he's actually married to a woman. And she happens to be black. So it kind of makes it hard for you to call him all these names. But nonetheless, they're going to do it anyway because, you know, reasons. And then somebody else posts Bill Burr after being canceled and he's laying. This is the picture of him in Breaking Bad when he's taking a nap on literally millions of dollars of stacks of cash. And someone else says Bill Burr intentionally makes politically incorrect jokes. One Twitter user shared a video clip from Burr talking to Bill Maher about cancel culture from a few years ago where he dismisses the haters. And I would play this, but again, someone's already posted it on YouTube. And if I play the whole thing, they can hit me for a copyright strike. So I'm not going to play it. It's about 2 minutes. Basically, he's just saying like, look, they're going to hate you whether you play along or not. I decide to do my own thing. I'm going to call them out for their BS. And, you know, if they try to cancel me, they try to cancel me. Bill Burr also obliterated cancel culture when he hosted Saturday Night Live in 2019. The comedian also defended his fellow Mandalorian star Gina Carano when she was canceled from the Disney hit show. And of course, he took heat for that too. So the big takeaway here is, guys, you know, take Bill Burr. If you don't listen to him here, go look up Bill Burr. He has podcast snippets. He does have a podcast as well. He's really worth a listen. It's just him kind of rapping into a microphone. He's joking around sometimes. His wife, Naya, comes on. He'll get her opinion about it. He reads viewer email. Really great show and a great guy. I think he's probably one of the louder voices that we have kind of in the manosphere. So he's definitely worth listening. But again, the takeaway here is, look, just be your authentic self. There are people that are not going to like you. But if you dancing around and you trying to play curry or to curry favor or to get favor by having a certain political view or a certain opinion on things, you're not going to be your authentic self. People can sense that about you, and I think they will probably dislike you for it. I know I tried to do that a little bit more when I was younger and I wanted to fit in. It didn't work out so well. Like, I didn't really feel like I had any authentic friends. And it's better to be thought of as a friend a true friend, it's better to be thought of as an enemy than it's than the worst thing you can be thought of is nothing. Like people are like, eh, he's all right, but he's kind of wishy-washy. Don't be that guy. Just be your authentic selves. Okay, now it is time for our dating profiles of the day. All right, this first one is, these are the ones you guys send in, so I don't pick these. And feel free to send them in on my Instagram, which is the_unknown_adventure over on Instagram. Just send me screenshots of them. Or you can email them into beingthebestbachelor@gmail.com. Both those links are down below in the videos. These are not always funny, but these are the dating profiles that men are running into. And this is, again, why men are just tapping out on the dating scene. This gal is 18. She's got Harry Potter wizard glasses on, and she's showing off her very pregnant belly. She says, I'm 18. My birthday is May 22nd. Pregnant with my first child. Her name is, and we took that out. I want a serious relationship, so don't swipe right if you're not ready to be committed. Good vibes only. I'm looking for someone to make me smile, and I want to build with you, so don't break my walls. I've been through a lot, and I need someone who will understand. Why aren't parents, and I think a lot of these may come from broken homes or where there's not a good parental unit in the home. I mean, I don't remember the statistics, but there's so many single moms out there and mothers that have sole custody. And I don't know if there's just not men in these women's lives that are saying, hey, a lot of men are pigs, and a lot of men at your age are just going to try to sleep with you, and then they will take off, and they're not good men. And why can't, this is what happens when young ladies are not taught these lessons. Then they go out and they get in the motherly way, and then they're dished on. And here at 18, she's looking for someone to make her smile and build with, and she's been through a lot. And until these young women realize that they're their own worst enemies when they do this, I just feel sad for them. But I want to talk about this because, you know, I hope you guys out there are being smart. I hope you guys are being very careful that if you do have the opportunity to be with a girl and she says, no, you don't have to worry about it, I'm taking birth control, or I'm on the pill or whatever, you do the right thing and you make sure you're protecting you, because you don't want to go down this path. Because here's another young man that is going to probably have to pay child support for the next 18 years of his life. And here's kind of a more fun one. Not that fun, really. Let's face it, none of these are fun. She's 24, bartending school, and she says, former military spouse currently going through a divorce, so not sure what I'm looking for, but I have two babies. So here's the thing. I was messaging back and forth with a female viewer. And she said, you know, what happens, though, when a woman says, you know what, I'm young, I want to get married to this guy, I'm going to commit myself only to him, I haven't been with a lot of guys, I'm going to marry my high school sweetheart, and then she feels like she's missing out. That's where you get a situation like this, where the woman sees all her friends out, they're having fun, they're partying it up, they're, you know, maybe sleeping with fun guys, they're out, you know, drinking, and she feels like she's missing out on the fun life. And so she maybe, you know, she was married, she had two kids, and she says, you know what, I feel like I'm missing out. And so she bails on having a good family unit to go out and have her fun. Then there's the other half that is, hey, you know what, I'm going to go out and have my fun, and then I'm going to settle down later when I'm in my 30s or something like that. But by then, have they fried out their ability to bond with somebody? Do they have now too many men to compare to? You know, it's kind of like if you've only had, I don't know, chocolate ice cream, and you like chocolate ice cream, and then somebody comes along and gives you 38, 42, 712 flavors of ice cream. A lot of times women say, I don't know, I kind of like this, and I kind of like that. And I think men can do this too, to some degree. Where they just say, I don't know, like, I can't make up my mind. I don't want to settle for just one. I want to experience so many flavors, until they get to a point where they don't have that many choices of flavors anymore. And then they feel like, oh no, I have to settle down. I'm 38 and I want kids. And I don't know if there is a good time. I don't know if there's a win. I don't know if I think the way society is today is it says, hey, if you hook up, you know, and you get married early, you're going to miss out on things. And then women end up getting divorced and coming away from the thing with kids. And now they're single again in their, you know, 20s, hoping to maybe have some fun or to go get out there on the market again. And then there's the other type that's out there on the market all the way up until they're in their 30s, and then they say they want to settle. The problem is for a lot of young guys is guys when they're in their 20s don't get that time to go out and have fun. They don't get time to go out and say, oh, I get to sample the market and then I'm going to settle down. A lot of guys just don't get the opportunity. So then these men work hard. They bring home good money. They make themselves smart. They save up. They buy the home. They struggle. They buy the home. They struggle and buy the car. They struggle and make their lives good. And then one day, there's a knock on the door, or a knock on the dating app, as it were. And it's, hi, remember me? I went out and had all my fun earlier with all these other guys, and I've slept around, and I've had my fun, and I have a couple of kids, but now I'm ready for a serious relationship. And these men are kind of like, I've earned all this. I earned all this by myself. And when I wanted to have fun, you weren't around. And now that I've got everything, you want to just kind of come in at the finish line and enjoy everything I've worked for? I don't think so. I don't know what the answer is, but it doesn't seem like anybody's got it figured out. So it seems like it's just a hot mess. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. The best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Check out my older videos. There's always a bunch of fun ones out there. I've got like 426 videos, I think, now. So there's got to be one on there on a topic you might enjoy. So scroll back through the catalog and see what there is, and I will leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, stick to your guns, be yourself, do your own thing. They're going to try to come and cancel you. You may get people upset at you. You may get people hating at you. Don't come back with hate, though. Just kind of smile, wave it off, do your thing, and know that maybe they'll cancel you from your job. Then it wasn't the right job. Maybe you'll get kicked out of the clubhouse. Then it wasn't the right clubhouse. Be true to your authentic self, and you will find your path in life. But if you pretend to try to fit in, it never turns out very good for you.